shortwave, AM, FM, and the internet. This is PCJ. Yeah! It's now time for the Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perrone.
Oh, no!
Hello, everyone. Hello, everywhere. Welcome to another International Happy Station Show. Keith Pelham here with you for the next 55 minutes. And I promise right off, right now, at the beginning of today's show, there is going to be more music this week than we had last week, and so on and so on. As you know, we've been doing a number of special shows, and some people said, you don't play enough music on the program, please play more. Okay, we will resolve that program, we'll resolve that problem today. And also next week, by the way, we will have a show full of songs that were recommended by you, the listener, the one person listening. So we'll do that on next week's program. Now, as you know, last week, my special guest was Larry London of the Voice of America's Border Crossings in our one of our tribute to radio programs. Well, we actually have another one coming up in 2 weeks' time. And this is one that is really interesting, and it is absolutely fascinating. I'm not going to tell you too much about it, but all I will say right now is, first of all, we're going to have a North Korean on the show. That's right, a North Korean talking about Open Radio North Korea. Also, we're going to be talking to an author who just finished writing a book about Access Saui, and we're also going to be taking a look and listen to some propaganda radio from the Second World War from Germany. And that's in 2 weeks' time on the next special that we do, Happy Station Tribute to Radio. Today, I have a special guest actually standing by on a subject which is somewhat serious, but nevertheless actually fits in with the show because it is cultural, serious, political, not too political, of course, because we never talk about politics, but it is very, very interesting indeed, and we will get to her in just a little bit. Also, I want to tell you about some upcoming special things that are going to be happening on PCJ Radio starting this weekend. That's right, this weekend, right now. Anyway, let's kick off with a little bit of music. Here's Kylie Minogue, because somebody said, you don't play enough pop music on the show. But as I said before, somebody said, you play too much pop music. So anyway, can't keep everyone happy, I suppose. Kylie Minogue from her new album with Looking for an Angel here on the International Happy Station.
Thank you.
Kylie Minogue from her new album with Looking for an Angel here on the International Happy Station. All right, let's get to some stuff about Happy Station and PCJ for a little bit before we get to our special guest in a few moments. A few weeks ago, I told you that a radio station in the U.S. called Decadence Radio is going to start carrying Happy Station. Now, initially, the time was supposed to be on a Friday, but that has been moved. I was just told by Allison just before I went on vacation. You can hear Happy Station now, Sundays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Decadence Radio. So Sundays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Decadence Radio. Their website is www.decadence, that's decadance-radio.com. Decadence-radio.com. Check them out. And Allison, if you are listening, we have to arrange to have somebody from Decadence on the show. I've been tuning in just before going to bed, which is your afternoon time, and I have to say I've been enjoying it immensely. So, anyway, Happy Station, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Decadence. Next thing. As you know, on Saturdays and Sundays, PCJ Radio has its own schedule of programs that we relay online. And we schedule it in such a way so people in certain areas can tune in at the best time possible. The times that we have are Saturdays and Sundays from 7 to 10 hours UTC, and then again from 16 to 19 UTC, and that's Saturdays and Sundays. Starting this weekend, the 4th of September, we have a show that will air on Sundays from 8:30 to 9 hours UTC, and then again from 1730 to 1800 hours UTC. What is the program? Well, let's take a listen to this little promo to see if you can figure out what it is.
This is me telling you this. The program is Media Network.
Hello, this is Jonathan Marks via PCJ Online, just about to push the button on another program from the Media Network Vintage Radio Archive.
That's right, you guessed it, Media Network with Jonathan Marks, some of the classic programs that he did for Radio Netherlands for over 20 years here on PCJ Radio. And you can find out more information at the Media Network page on our own webpage at www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. Well, going out now to Frances. She said, I heard that you announced a few weeks ago, actually a couple of months ago, that you were going to have Bob McGrath on the show. When will you air that interview? Well, actually, I just got back from vacation, a full vacation, that is, and I've just started finishing off the editing on it. So we will bring that to you very, very soon. It's a fascinating show, and it's going to be a lot of fun. But Francis, you said, have you ever played Mitch Miller and his gang on your show? Well, I don't think we did. So how about we fix that for you right now? Going out to Francis, Mitch Miller and his gang with 5'2", eyes of blue, has anybody seen my gal on the International Happy Station?
Has anybody seen my gal? 5'2", eyes of blue, but oh, what those 5 foot could do. Has anybody seen my gal? Turned up nose, turned down hose, never had no other pose. Has anybody seen my gal? Now if you run into a 5'2", covered with fur, diamond rings and all those things that
she love? Could she woo? Could she coo? Has anybody seen my gal?
Has anybody seen my gal? Mitch Miller and his gang here on the International Happy Station going out to Francis today. Hope you enjoyed that. Okay, the next PCJ Happy Station thing that I want to tell you about is happening this month in September. And it is going to be a lot of fun. It's happening on the 18th and 19th of this month. And that is going to be an entire weekend, complete weekend, of Happy Station programs. The best 46 shows that we have done since March 2009. This was a recommendation from a number of you, whose names I don't remember off the top of my head right now. So you can find out all the details on that for the Happy Station weekend on the 18th and 19th of this month at www.pcjmedia.com. And we have all kinds of programs. We're going to be rerunning the interview that we did with Vasily Strelnikov, who did Vasily's Weekend on Radio Moscow a long time ago, our special DX programs, and many, many others, including the live shows that we did from Hong Kong and Taiwan on December 31st last year. To welcome in the new year. So check out the website. All the programs are listed there. You can find them in the blog area of the website. Okay, time for more music. And I should mention Kevin Lee, our technician, and Johan Backer, our production assistant. We had a real fun time before doing today's show listening to this song because it's obvious you can change the lyrics in this song. as much as I would love to, I'm not going to do it because it is a family show, but you can use your imagination of what you can change the lyrics for. It is actually recorded by David Seville. Actually, that's not his real name. You may know that name because he is the guy who was singing with the Chipmunks. Actually, that was Ross, whose name I cannot remember at the moment. But before he did the Chipmunks, he did a song called The Bird on My Head. And the record label was David Seville, which of course is his alter ego. So here it is for you now. The Bird on My Head. Think about what you can change the lyrics to. Huh. And get back to us if you know what it is. This is the International Happy Station.
I'm just sitting in a vacant lot with a bird sitting on my head. I'm just sitting in a vacant lot with a bird sitting on my head. Wicked, wicked, cruel, cruel world, what have you done to me? I belong in someone's arms,
and I belong in a tree.
Wicked, wicked, cruel, cruel world, this is no kind of life. I should have a house and bed,
and I should have me a wife.
We're just sitting in a vacant lot, and we haven't got a dime. The bird and me, lonely as can be, we're together all the time. Wicked, wicked, cruel, cruel world, what have you done to me? I belong in someone's arms,
and I belong in a tree.
Wicked, wicked, cruel, cruel world, what I say is no lie. We've been sitting here so long
that I forgot how to fly.
Sitting in a vacant lot,
and I'm sitting on his head.
The things we want, we haven't got.
Need a tree and house and bed. Wicked, wicked, cruel, cruel world, what have you done to me? He belongs in someone's arms,
and he belongs in a tree.
Wicked, wicked, cruel, cruel world, this is no kind of life. He should have a house and bed,
and he should have him a wife.
Wicked, wicked, cruel, cruel world, what have you?
David Seville, the bird on my head from the mid-1950s here on the International Happy Station. Use your imagination of what you can possibly change the lyrics to. Okay, my special guest today is Kathy Kemp. Now, before we get to her, I want to tell you, I want to mention some names, and I want to see if you can figure out what these people actually have in common. Okay, here goes. Maurice Saatchi and Charles Saatchi. They were the founders of the Saatchi and Saatchi Advertising Agency. Gloria Estefan, Gene Simmons, Sir George Salty, the well-known conductor, Robert Schultz, George Ludwig von Trapp, Madeleine Albright, who is the former U.S. Secretary of State, Michel Jean, who is the current Governor General of Canada, Henry Kissinger, who was a former U.S. Secretary of State, Sigmund Freud, the Dalai Lama, Marlene Dietrich, Ben Elton, Fritz Lang, Billy Wilder, and Jerry Springer. Now, you're probably saying to me, I must be mad to put the name Jerry Springer in the same category as Madeleine Albright and Fritz Lang and Henry Kissinger and the Dalai Lama. But no, I'm not, because these are, in fact, all refugees or children of refugees. Now, what does this have to do with my special guest today? Kathy Kemp is from the St. Andrew's Refugee Services. And they have been serving Cairo's refugees since the late 1970s. And they actually have something which is very fascinating. They have a program which is actually for artists who are refugees, because the stereotype that people have of refugees is usually wrong. You know, I mean, anybody can be a refugee if something happens in the country, and you don't have to be poor. You can actually have PhDs and you could be a very well-respected person in the community. So I was trying to get rid of all the stereotypes that a lot of people have. She now joins us on the program to talk about the unique artwork of two artists that she is now trying to promote in the United States. My first question to her, however, was, tell us a little bit about the St. Andrew's Refugee Services.
Well, St. Andrew's Refugee Services has been in operation since 1979 at a local church there, and has a pretty full-service refugee program, slate of refugee programs. Currently has six different programs in operation, including adult education, a children's school, and the African Refugee Cooperative, which has arts and crafts produced by refugees as an income generation project. It has a resettlement legal aid office, and it has a youth program that's called Youth Lead. Mm-hmm. And then it's expanding as we speak to include a refugee mediation organization called Refugees United for Peaceful Solutions.
Now, do they also work with, let's say, the United Nations Refugee Services, or is it completely separate?
Well, we're a separate NGO, but we do receive some grant funding from the UNHCR, the UN Higher Commission for Refugees.
And in Egypt, I mean, a lot of people, when they think refugees, I think most people, let's say, in the United States or Europe, they would not think that Egypt would have a large amount of refugees, but you were telling me not too long ago that they do.
There are a fair number of refugees in Cairo. The estimate's different. The UNHCR officially says 42,000, which everyone thinks is way too low. It's probably at least a couple million. Because Cairo is a capital of Africa, one of the major capitals of Africa. Cairo itself is 19 million people, so it's an extremely large city, which has some benefits for refugees indirectly, just as a place to go and to be able to have refuge. The major refugee groups are Sudanese is the largest population, followed by Iraqis. And then there are good numbers of people from Eritrea, Ethiopia, and Somalia, as well as actually there's refugees from a total of 34 different countries, most of them from Africa. But we do see an occasional Palestinian refugee as well as Afghani refugee.
And what is the situation exactly on the ground? I mean, we've seen cases where there are some people and some families that you have second generation. They're born in a refugee camp. They stay in a refugee camp. Is this the same situation in Egypt?
Well, there are no refugee camps in Egypt. So people are living in the cities, in flats, trying to scrape by and make a living. But yes, we have second generation refugees, particularly from the Sudan, because that refugee problem is so long-standing. And of course, Palestinians are the longest-standing refugee population in the world, with more than 60 years to their history. So yes, you see, and that's who we see in St. Andrew's School, is second-generation refugees, many of them born in Egypt. But what's tough about the situation in Egypt is Egypt is a signatory to the 1951 Refugee Conventions and therefore permits refugees to enter, but you can select which of the provisions you agree to and which you don't, and so Egypt would not accept for refugees to work. So they can enter, they originally can enter legally on visas, but then after a while, if you can't work, your visa lapses, you become illegal in the country. And then you face all the challenges of being an illegal migrant in the society. And then on top of that, there's growing, like many places in the world, growing black backlash against people from other places. And in Egypt, the African refugee is readily recognizable from the local population. So there's actually hate crimes visited upon them on top of the regular levels of exploitation by landlords and employers off the record and so on that migrants.
Now, you just mentioned a moment ago that a lot of the refugees that make their way to Egypt, Egypt accepts them as refugees, but yes, they cannot work. The ones, let's say, that are working illegally, if they're caught working illegally, are they deported?
They can be deported. They can be imprisoned. It just kind of depends on who arrests them, what the circumstances are of the arrest. The refugees are working in, you know, as shop boys, as house cleaners, as in any kind of off-the-record employment, as well as doing a lot of selling on the streets,
mm-hmm,
of, you know, purses and briefcases and you name it in terms of the gray market economy or the black market economy, selling all kinds of goods, consumer goods.
So you would say then, from my understanding, it's almost sort of like the Mexicans that make their way to the United States that many cases have been living in the U.S. for many years and are working illegally. It's almost the same.
Yes, they entered legally, but which is what's different from some of the migrant workers from Mexico, but they become illegal because they can't afford to renew their residency, or the government won't renew their residency when they go and apply at the appropriate office.
Now, with the refugees that are going to Egypt, there's also a lot of talent, a lot of artistic talent, which is the reason why you're on the show today. In particular, two artists, Wilson and Samuel. Now, before we talk about their work, how did you come across them?
Well, St. Andrews has an African refugee cooperative, and its purpose is to market the wares of refugee artists. And so it has probably 30 different artisans that create products and earn income via that cooperative. And among them are five pretty strong, talented painters, and Samuel and Wilson are two of our best.
Now, with their work, I mean, it is radio, so we can't really show the painting. But
yeah,
what for their paintings? I mean, the ones that I've seen, if I was to ask you, if I hadn't seen them, and you were describing to me, what are they trying to depict in their paintings? Are they trying to depict them, their lives as a refugee, or their lives, let's say, in Sudan before they went to Egypt?
Their subject matter tends to be nostalgic, that they're remembering customs of their tribe from before they came to Egypt. So they are traditional tasks that people are doing. and ways of life are depicted, definitely with African aesthetics. That is, that the paintings are very bright and modern, sort of a little bit almost Picasso-esque in their structure, very vivid colors and lots of action, traditional costumes and people doing traditional work and play, music and dance as well.
Now, with Wilson and Samuel, before they became refugees, is this something that they had wanted to do, or did they discover they actually had this talent when they were in Egypt?
They actually did study art in Sudan before they became refugees. So they've known for a long time that they had this kind of talent. They are lucky as refugees that it is a way to earn a living for them because they are considerably talented.
With the cooperative that you have, that St. Andrews has, and the other pieces of work that are done, is there, for example, in Egypt or even in other places, galleries that will display their work that people can buy?
Yes, there's a local gallery called Townhouse Gallery that explicitly does art projects and training and workshops and displays the work of refugees.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are a number of shops that, such as Fair Trade Egypt, that carry the products that are produced by refugees. The refugees in the African Refugee Cooperative produce the whole range of things from jewelry, handmade baskets, tie-dyed scarves. They print screen print T-shirts. They make scarves and beautiful items of clothing. So they have actually quite a wide range of things that they're creating. And then, of course, we have those who are doing paintings.
Now, with these artists, for example, because they are living as refugees in Egypt, let's say the circumstance came up where they were invited, let's say, to have an exhibition, let's say, outside of Egypt. Is that possible to do? Because in many cases, refugees do not have a passport and don't have any type of travel documents.
They have travel documents. It's probably more difficult to get the host country to give them a visa because they're refugees. So the fear would be, will they return to Egypt after a short-term visa to accompany an exhibition? And that's part of why I've undertaken to bringing their paintings to the U.S., because obviously as a U.S. citizen, I can easily come and move in U.S. society and try to begin to get their work seen. Help to arrange exhibits in the future so that their work will be known beyond Cairo and that they can help generate more income both for themselves and to help fund refugee services.
Now, you're in the United States and you have some of their work with you. What has been the reaction so far in the U.S.? Are people surprised that, you know, Wilson and Samuel are refugees and these are paintings from refugees?
Well, I suppose that there is some of that people have the stereotype that all refugees are poverty-stricken and uneducated and so on, but there is the whole range of persons among refugee populations, some of them very highly educated. At St. Andrews, all of our teaching staff are refugees, and they all have college degrees. In a couple cases, there are more than a couple cases, people have master's degrees. So anyone can become a refugee if a conflict erupts in your homeland and you need to run away for your safety.
Well, I suppose in many ways, you know, just displaying their work really sort of gets rid of the stereotypes like you mentioned, because, you know, people do have this image, if you say refugee, they think people that are living in poverty, but this is actually not the case. We've seen this not just in Africa, but also in the Balkans in the early 1990s in the Yugoslavian war.
Yes, well, and there's many famous refugees that people wouldn't immediately think of as refugees. Einstein himself, for example, was a refugee. So literally anyone from any segment of society becomes a refugee when the conflict becomes too dangerous to continue to live with. But also, of course, some refugees are specifically persecuted for different beliefs or political activities. So that the, in those cases, they can be very highly intellectual and highly educated persons.
If someone is interested in seeing these works of art and even purchasing them, what can they do?
Well, at this point, I put them on my Facebook page. I don't want my Facebook page to be inundated particularly, but you can also contact St. Andrew's Refugee Services on the web. The web address is www.standrewsrefugeeservices.org. So it's like one word, ST. Andrews Refugee Services .org, and then you can read a lot more of the different programs about how to volunteer, for example, at St. Andrews, and also about the African Refugee Cooperative.
Kim Carnes and Betty Davis-Eyes. Before that, I was speaking with Kathy Kemp from the St. Andrews Refugee Services. If you want more information about them or the artists that are involved in the program there, their website is www.standrewsrefugeeservices.org. www.standrewsrefugeeservices.org. That's www.standrewsrefugeeservices.org. If you didn't have time to write that down, you can get in touch with us here at The Happy Station, and we will send that information to you. And our website is www.pcjmedia.com. All right, there was something else, actually, that I wanted to mention. And I believe I left it on the other side of the studio, didn't I? Right, okay. Hold it up to the window. See if I can read it. No, I can't. That's silly, because I'm just getting a glare from the light. What was it about? Oh, now I remember. Yes, now I remember what it is. There were two things. We are now one of the twits on Twitter. Just do a search for PCJ Media. You can find us on Twitter. And also, by the way, when you go to our website, you'll see a PCJ shop link on the menu bar at the top. We actually just opened it up, and you can see the latest product that actually we're going to be having to sell very, very soon. It's a PCJ Wi-Fi radio made by JBN here in Taiwan. The radio is not for sale yet, but will be very soon. But there's some information there that will be of interest to you, as well as a special price that we will have for that receiver. Now, we were talking about refugees. One of the names that I mentioned in that list of, you know, trying to find out if you knew who these people were, you probably knew who they were, but if you didn't know they were refugees, maybe, but now you do. One of them, of course, was Marlene Dietrich. Here she is with Burt Bacharach and his orchestra from 1959 with I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face on the International Happy Station.
I was serenely independent and content before we met. Surely I can always be that way again. And yet, I've grown accustomed to her looks, accustomed to her voice, accustomed to her face. I've grown accustomed to her face. She almost makes the day begin. I've grown accustomed to the tune she whistles night and noon. Her smiles, her frowns, her ups, her downs are second nature to me now. Like breathing out and breathing in. I was serenely independent and content before we met. Surely I can always be that way again. And yet, I've grown accustomed to her looks, accustomed to her voice, accustomed to her face. I've gotten used to hear her say good morning every day. Her joys, her woes, her highs, her lows are second nature to me now. Like breathing out and breathing in. I'm very grateful she's a woman, and so easy to forget. Rather like a habit, you can always break. And yet, I've grown accustomed to the trace of something in the air. Accustomed to
Marlene Dietrich with Bert Bacharach and his orchestra with I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face here on the International Happy Station. This week has been a very interesting one here in Taiwan. Now, on the show, I've talked to you about the thunder showers that we have, the earthquakes that we've had in the summer, the tremendous heat that we've been having. Well, in the last few days, the temperature went from being 38 to 25. And that is because at the moment, as we record this show, when the show airs, it'll probably have changed, but there are three typhoons in the vicinity of Taiwan. Yes, three typhoons surrounding us. Not tycoons, but typhoons. Which, of course, changes everything, changes the weather dramatically. And the first, actually, one is called Kompasu. And this one is just south of Taiwan. And the other one is Lion Rock. And the third one, they haven't given a name to it yet because it's still a tropical depression. Now, just to tell you how quickly the weather can change, last Saturday, it was an absolutely beautiful, beautiful day. The skies were blue. It wasn't humid, there was a little bit of a breeze, and it was just gorgeous outside. It was wonderful. And then all of a sudden at nighttime, around 8 o'clock in the evening, it just started to pour rain with a lot of wind, and then it stopped. The rain kept a little bit, the wind stopped, and then it continued and continued. Now, since Sunday, early Sunday morning, till now, which is Tuesday when we recorded this show, it has been raining nonstop with a lot of wind, and I shouldn't say nonstop because it starts and stops every like 15, 20 minutes. The good thing, of course, is that it has cooled things off. The bad thing is, because of the weather, everything gets wet, even inside. The air is wet. I have a dehumidifier at home, which is running full blast at the moment, because otherwise you get into bed and the pillows, they all feel blech, you know, they all feel blech. But we've been sort of blessed this year, knock on wood, there we go, because this year the typhoons around Taiwan haven't been that bad. Last year we were hit by two of them. This year they've been sort of going around us and heading to other places, which is good for us but bad for the other places. But anyway, you know, we still have about another 8 weeks to go before the end of typhoon season, so we keep our fingers crossed. Hopefully nothing too bad will happen. Okay, a letter here from Alexandra. She asked, actually, if I had ever heard of a group called the Gunter Kalman Choir. Actually, yes, I have. And she said, if you have anything from them, could you play them on the show? Well, how about we do that right now? This is a recording they didn't make in Germany, but they made it in London. Their producer and arranger for this album was Nori Paramore. The album is called Put a Little Love in Your Heart. We're going to take a listen to the Gunter Kalman Choir singing a classic song by the Archies called Sugar Sugar here on the International Happy Station. Sugar,
a kiss can be. I just can't believe the one to love is feeling to pour your sweetness over me.
Sugar Sugar, the Günter Kallmann Choir. And that is our last piece of music on today's edition of the International Happy Station. Before we end off, somebody was asking me not too long ago on Facebook. By the way, we have a Facebook page, just do a search for PCJ Media. The question was, why have I been ending with the national anthem of the Netherlands for the past few weeks? Well, I'm not going to tell you. There is a reason for that, but if you know what it is, then you tell me. That's sort of a clue, actually, for something that we actually have coming up very soon. But that's all I'm going to say, okay? If you know what it is, let me know. All right, that's it. That's all we have time for. Before we go, I just want to mention once again our website, www.pcjmedia.com. And when you're at the website, you can find out all kinds of information, listen to past shows. And by the way, we've just uploaded a third Happy Station Show video blog, which you'll find on the homepage. And also, do take part in the poll that we have running right now. The poll is, what Happy Station Show interview would you like to hear again? Your choices are an interview that I did with Johnny Mann, Helen Shapiro, Frank Ifield, Tom Meyer, Steve Lawrence, Vasily Strelnikov, Dodie Cowan, otherwise known as Deborah Ray, Dick Van Patten, Ian McFarlane, Pete Myers, The Ham Band, or Bob Zanotti. So you could say that if you vote, you know, that and that one wins, you guys will be programming a show. So go ahead and do that right now. The next thing actually that I want to tell you about is if you go to the homepage, you see that we have a survey that we're running. And two lucky people that fill out this survey will have a chance to win a PCJ Wi-Fi radio that we're going to be launching very soon. All you need to do is click on a link that says, click here to take part in the PCJ survey and have a chance to win a new Wi-Fi radio. Fill out all the questions, and then the last one, leave your contact details. So when we do announce the two winners, we can get in touch with you beforehand and also have you on the show. So go ahead and do that right now. All right, that's it. That's all we have time for. So on behalf of our technician, Kevin Lee, our production assistant, Johan Backer, this is Keith Parent all the way at PCJ Studios in Taipei, Taiwan, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
Hi, this is Bob Zanotti. Do you miss Swiss Radio International? If so, I invite you to visit my website, SwitzerlandInSound.com. Colorful and informative radio features about Switzerland, its destinations, interesting people, politics, culture, and even the two Bobs, SwitzerlandInSound.com, where English language radio from Switzerland lives on.